Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's March 8, 2007. And here's Jesus. Nazarene. There's a group of nitwits in Hollywood displaying some artifacts and claiming that they are actually yours and Mary Magdalene's burial boxes. What do you have to say to this? Were these remains actually your body?
You've got to be kidding me, Alora. Are there actually people that believe these fools? Is there actually anyone that is taking them the least bit seriously? Oh boy, this is something else. Who comes up with these things? This must be the greatest publicity stunt that was ever staged. I doubt if these things are even real. They probably got some old sarcophagus from somewhere and doctored them up to make them look like something from my age. Of course these are not my remains, Alora, and you know how I feel about grave robbers. Anyone that removes anything from a tomb is so against our culture, it's so against our way that it sickens me. Mary Magdalene didn't die anywhere near Jerusalem, Alora. She died thousands of miles from there and was buried thousands of miles from there. All of this is so foolish. It is so ridiculous. And if it had been my real tomb, the minute they opened it, they would have been incinerated, reduced to ashes. There would have been so much power there that no living thing could get anywhere near it. If it was my real tomb, they would never have been able to find it. It would have been so guarded by psychic power that it would have been impossible for them to even locate it. This is ridiculous, Alora. It is absolutely ridiculous.
I think they're trying to cash in on the Da Vinci Code's popularity, Nazarene, and I'm glad I didn't find your tomb.
Well, with your power, Alora, you would have probably been the only one that would have survived. I doubt anybody else would have, but you probably would have had.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. If you like science fiction books in which the past turns out a little bit differently than you know it should be, you will like Confederate Victory by Speaker Gerald Polly. You can check it out online at voicesforspirit.com/cv/links.htm. I'm sure you really enjoy it. And best of all, it's free.
We're back. Nazarene, can you explain what actually did happen to your body? This has always fascinated me.
Only for you, Alora. I kept my body alive after the crucifixion by filling it with a horrendous amount of psychokinetic energy that kept the cells active and kept everything working until I didn't need it anymore. When I finally chose to leave and ascended into the heavens, before I entered into the spirit world, I released all that psychokinetic energy and it incinerated what was left of my body. It just turned it to dust and ash and it drifted down onto the land around Jerusalem. That's what happened to my physical form, Alora. That was the end of it. I could not take a physical form into the afterlife, so I had to dispose of it. And when I left it for the final time, my leaving it incinerated it, absolutely destroyed it. That's what happened to it. It's the same thing that happened to Muhammad. When you dispense with that much psychokinetic energy, when you release it in a sudden burst like that, no physical form could endure it. No flesh could stand it. No bone could stand it. It would simply incinerate it and turn it to dust and powder. That's what happens in those situations. And that's what happened to my physical form. It's what happened to the physical form of anyone like us that did anything like that. I was not the first one. I was not the last one. But that's what happened to my physical form, Alora. That's what is called a transformation. Or a transmutation, whatever you want to call it, I changed from one form to another, and when I did, the old form was destroyed.
Awesome, Nazarene. When you're hot, you're hot.
They always said I was a bright light, Alora. In that particular situation, they were absolutely right. I was a real bright light.
We'll be back again.
Jesus may be reached at heresjesus777@yahoo.com.